Hey, all you Jetheronians.
Welcome.
It's time for another episode of Jether's Random Stuff.
That's my fucking favorite time of the week.
It is mine too.
Well, cheers to that.
Oh, let's cheers. So today we're drinking Pybus White.
And Pybus White. Two different years.
So we have the 2016 and the 2019.
Yeah.
And they are different.
They are. They're both good in their own ways.
Yeah. And
we're pretty happy with them.
We're pretty happy, except Heather spilled and everything's a little sticky now, but that's okay.
Yeah. And it smells like wine.
Like my phone's really sticky.
Sorry.
But that's okay.
I did apologize. I mean, I didn't spill it on my phone.
No, she spilled it so my carpet's all wet and my phone is sticky.
Yes. Yes. But you're replacing the carpet.
But yes, I am. So it's okay.
And it was white wine.
It's fine. It's white wine.
Everything's happy. So here's the thing about if you're going to spill wine or a beverage that's sticky, you spill it on your loved one's phone. Not your own.
Yeah.
And I did that today.
You did that fucking awesomely.
Thank you so much for acknowledging that effort there.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you guys all enjoyed our last episode. I think that was our first serious episode
we've ever had. We're super serious about environment.
Yeah, we are. We get into environment or animal rights, you're going to get some serious shit from us.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. Today, we're going to talk about not serious shit.
No, and thank fucking God for that. Because I can't drink as much when we get serious.
Oh, God, I know. Even when we are drinking and we get serious, it just like ruins the whole
buzz. Yeah, so we were a little drier last week.
We were drier last week. So we're going to do something not super serious. I'm so sweaty. My boobs are sweaty.
There you go, Jeff. Did you hear that? Kobe's boobs are sweaty. Let me touch mine. Mine aren't that sweaty right now.
Heather's aren't sweaty.
Nope, not at all right now.
I'm just super sweaty.
Why are you so sweaty?
I'm always sweaty. I don't know why.
But you're not even a menopause all the way.
I know. I just...
Well, maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why.
Because you're premenopausal still.
Yeah.
You know, once you get into that shit, it hardly happens.
It doesn't happen anymore.
Is that awesome that I can tell you about how this is going to go someday?
You're like 10 years younger than me.
Well, it's 9.
Be technical here.
It's close.
Be technical. Well, are you going to tell them our amazing topic today?
Yeah, so today so this kind of came about today, last night, we have a full moon here, and we started talking about myths and legends of like full moons and just other things that are kind of creepy and weird. So we're kind of looking up myths and legends, and... Heather is looked up the difference, right?
Yes.
Between what is a myth and what is considered a legend.
Because I think that's something we need to know before we get into it. And I don't know if everybody in the world, more than likely you guys are all smarter than us and you already knew this, but I'm going to still review it in case you're at our level and you didn't know the difference.
Yeah.
So both myths and legends are stories or narratives that are passed from one generation to another. The main difference, though, is traditionally that a myth is a narrative, particularly one concerning the early history of people or explaining a natural or social phenomenon and typically involving supernatural characters or events. Whereas legend is a traditional narrative, sometimes commonly regarded as a historical. Thank you very much. This is what happens when I drink, guys, but not authenticated. Help me there.
Authenticated.
My God.
That's a big one.
That was a big one. Authenticated. I like it, though. That's a good word. So basically what it's saying is that in my opinion, I'm going to regard that as a legend, as more factual, but they don't have the major facts to make it a fact. It's based on some factual events.
A legend is like something you probably happened, but you can't prove it.
Yeah.
But a myth is something that is
you have no clue.
And so you have no idea what the fuck happened.
It could be real. It couldn't be real, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people like to think that most people think myths are just that.
Yeah.
A myth, because people like to go through life not thinking that bad things like Bigfoot, vampires, werewolves,
now,
wizards.
I don't think that Bigfoot's a bad thing.
Well, some people kind of do.
I sometimes. Mean, I You know.
He's a Sam Squash.
There could be a Bigfoot out there somewhere. You don't know.
Well, I hope there is. I hope there's. Yeah. I hope there's all those things out there.
I hope there's aliens. I hope there's ghosts.
Vampires, because then there could be sparkly, twilighty people out there.
Now, it depends on what type of vampire you believe in.
Whatever, I'll kick their ass.
Nobody's sucking my blood.
No, unless they're just going to turn me into a gorgeous, sparkly being, then fine.
Yeah.
Don't kill me.
There's so many books and movies about vampires that they're all so different.
They really are, because you got Twilight where they're like, oh,
they're sparkly
and pretty, and we only go after animals.
Yeah, they just love everybody, and fucking Dracula,
who wants to suck your blood,
just wants to kill everybody, or you know,
he's just trying to survive like anybody else.
So you never know.
Yeah, but I like the Bigfoot. I like to call him from Trailer Park Boys, Sam Squatches.
Sam Squatches.
Little Sam Squash.
But so a Bigfoot, that's basically a hairy ass person that has huge feet.
Basically, that lives out in the woods, like half man, half animal kind of thing.
But wouldn't any of us be half animal if we lived out in the woods?
Probably. And like if I didn't shave my, that's what I'd probably for like say. A month, I would probably look like a Sasquatch.
I mean, I would from head to toe.
Yeah.
I mean, I could grow a goatee in a week. If I tried really hard. Thank God for the flamingo feather. That's what I use during my facial.
If you don't know what that is, then look it up on Amazon.
Yeah, you can get a 3-pack for like $5. Anyway.
Anywho. Sasquatches, Loch Ness Monster.
Ooh, there's been some pictures of Loch Ness Monster.
Pretty grainy.
They are grainy, but you got to start somewhere. Know. There could be.
Seriously, who really knows what's at the bottom
what
of
if
the ocean?
That Loch Ness Monster is actually the last remaining dinosaur alive in the world?
It could be.
That has just, it's just a, what are those? Brontosaurus? The one with the lawn necks.
Yeah.
I only know from Land Before Time as a lawn neck. So there's probably some lawn necks that hanged out in there. And there's like a little family
of
them.
It's like, did you see the movie Meg?
I wanted to see
the
movie Meg.
Megalodon.
So the reason I didn't see the Megalodon movie, even though it was proven that the doggy was fine at the end, but there was this part in the movie where there's a little white doggy that's swimming in the water, and they make it look like that it gets swallowed whole by the Meg.
He doesn't.
I realized this, but I didn't know how I would do in the movie with that part.
So a lot of people get killed in the movie.
I don't care about the people.
I didn't care about the people.
The dog.
The one part that made me super sad is that it killed
a whale,
a mama whale and a baby whale. That's the part that really upset me. I don't care about the people.
No, the people. There's too many people in the world. We've talked about this so many times.
It kills population the baby whale, and that was really sad.
And the mama whale, it kills them both.
It doesn't even show you killing the mama whale. It shows the baby whale, and then the people are like, what happened to the mom? And then the thing comes up and bites and kills the baby whale. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I'm not going to watch the Meg.
Don't watch it.
I can't. Now, I do great with people dying because they're actors. I don't do great with animals.
Well, and I know the animals aren't really good.
Well, those are computer generated. I'm sure of it in that one. But damn.
But I didn't like
and
that.
I did hear the dog made a scene at the end of the movie.
The dog made it. The dog was fine.
How the hell did it make it?
It was so tiny.
How did it make it though? If it showed it swallowing it.
It didn't show it swallowing it.
It just showed it approaching
it. In the water. Oh. And then it didn't really show anything else. And then at the end, the dog's like still in the water. It's like, it's fine.
So the poor dog is in the water for the whole movie.
It's like swimming. It swims off the boat for days. And it just, it was like an hour.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. The dog is fine.
Well, as long as the dog's fine, but the whales are not. Anyway,
I was upset about the whale. Okay, anyways, let's move on.
Anyway, so there actually is a myth that there is still megalodons in the real life. Like they are still finding teeth, but those teeth could be fossils.
Well, I mean, who knows what's at the bottom of the ocean? You don't know.
We can't go down there yet.
There could be all kinds of weird shit down there.
We're not peeing. That was wine.
That was. They probably can't hear that.
Oh, sorry. If you could hear it, that was what it was.
All right. I was looking up some myths, and I found this one that I'm going to read just for Heather.
I can't wait because if it's for me, it's about cats or spiders.
It's a West African myth.
Okay. I like this.
Called the spider trickster.
Okay. All right. If this is supposed to try to make me be scared of spiders, it probably will not succeed.
And I've heard this name before, Anansi.
But not Nazi.
Not Nazi. Anansi.
Anansi.
Yes, with an A. Anansi. Oh, in the form of a spider.
So is this a spirit?
I think it's a god-like thing.
Like Thor.
Yes, but it's in the form of a spider.
So instead of thunder, we got a spider.
Spider. He wanted to hoard the entire world's wisdom in a pot for himself. He wanted all of the wisdom. He's going to hoard it.
That might be challenging in this day and age.
So he did. He put all the wisdom in a pot.
Okay.
And so then he attempted to hide the pot on the top of a nearby tree because he didn't think anyone would find it there.
Oh.
He tied the pot in front of him and tried to climb the tree, but he kept sliding and losing his grip.
But he's a spider.
That's what happened.
Oh.
His son, who followed him, suggested he tie the pot to his back so then he could climb better, right? Mm. If it's on the back instead of the front.
Yes. Right?
So he tried to do that, but then the pot slipped and fell on the ground.
Oh, see, that's no good.
All of the wisdom spilled and washed into the river and then from there into the ocean so that everyone in the world could have a little bit of wisdom.
I don't think everybody in the world got a little wisdom. I think there's some people got a double shot of that and some that got zero.
I think if only about 5% of the people got wisdom.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit-ass stupid people out there.
I think that 95% of the population did not get any wisdom.
We're not talking about our listeners, though. All 10 of you are smart as hell.
You're the 10 smartest people on the planet.
You all got some of that wisdom from that river. Thank fucking God for you. Legends are supposed to be more factual.
Yes, they're supposed to be based off of something.
But I don't understand how Bloody Mary is coming underneath the legends.
Well,
was there ever somebody that was coming out of the mirror in ancient history
was. It was based off of some kind of a woman, I believe.
So it's saying that it involved in something more gory over time. So obviously that's where the horror movies came in from. So I think the legend didn't come from people actually looking in the mirror saying Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, right. Bloody Mary. I'm not looking in the mirror right now.
If anyone's ever actually done this, you should email us
and tell us your sad story of nothing happening.
I've never done it, but
I've done it.
Creepy to look in a mirror in the dark.
So I've done this about a half dozen times in my life. Most of the time I'm by myself and I'm just...
Jeez, Heather. Why don't you just get a Ouija board and summon a demon?
I don't have a Ouija board. Otherwise, I've tried to do that. I do talk to the afterlife and whoever I think's with me at that time. They don't scare me because I'm alive and they're dead.
Yeah, but they're not always ghosts. Sometimes they're demons, which aren't dead people. They're totally different.
Yeah, but dead person or a demon, bring it on.
Heather, test me. Come on, do it.
I'll figure out some holy water.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, have you seen Supernatural? you do some holy water and they scream.
I'm just going to call Dean.
Yeah, Dean.
And what's the other one?
Sam.
I'm going to call Dean and Sam.
Yeah.
And they're going to come exercise this shit.
I'll exercise it. I've seen enough of their shows.
Just get some salt. Yeah, some salt. Holy water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I really prefer Hocus Pocus. Just put the salt yep. ring around yourself and they can't
the spirits
enter.
Can't come in through the salt.
I'm going to salt the shit out of my house. Yeah, those little barrier around my whole house.
The doors and the windows. Yeah. Salt that shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, can't like spirits come through the wall? So I got to salt the whole damn thing.
You'll have to salt the whole entire house.
That's fine with me. But it wouldn't be a bad thing to visit with some of them.
I'd love to know what they have to say.
I mean, as long as the demon isn't trying to like pull me into the underworld right away.
Possess you.
I don't think they'd want to possess me.
I think they would.
I don't know.
If they possess you, they could be my best friend.
Well, that might be the whole reason they do it. But I'm not that fun. They'd have to take care of the cats and the dogs.
I think you're pretty fun.
Yeah, when I'm with you. Normal day and day life is a little boring.
Well, but let's just try not to get possessed. That'll be, you know what? New Year's resolution.
Oh, it's like mid New Year.
Mid New Year resolution. Yes. Half year resolution.
Yes.
Don't get possessed.
Yeah, guys, don't do that.
Okay.
Maybe, well, I don't think there's nothing happens when you say Bloody Mary in the mirror, though.
I know it doesn't. It doesn't work.
It doesn't. I've tried because I just wanted a friend one night. but she's supposedly a myth. The spider or a legend. The spider bite. Is this the same thing that you were just doing?
A Nazi?
It doesn't say Nazi. Possibly one of the more believed urban myths. Why is this all coming under myth and not legend? I was looking up legends.
It could be a myth.
It is a myth. Okay. This one tells a tale of a young person, often a traveler, to a far-flung location. It says flun. I don't know what that word means. Who is bitten by a spider and or ant. What the fuck? There's a big difference between a spider and ant.
Bit by an ant. That's dumb.
On returning home, the victim experienced a hatching. What? Whereby baby spiders or ants burst out of from under their skin.
Ew.
FYI, this isn't physically possible.
It's not like Spider-Man then.
No. Because he got bit by a radioactive spider.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
They gave him a special radioactive spider.
And he's not radioactive. Most spiders aren't. I know this for a fact.
No, yeah. Most spiders don't come into contact with radioactive material.
I'm trying to see if any of these are actual legends. Because I'm having an issue trying to figure out a legend.
I think most of these are myths.
I think myths are the easy one to find. Legends are kind of tough.
They are. And there's so many of them. There's a lot of Greek mythology.
True.
Which is, to me, kind of confusing. These are all...
So, like, they're saying examples of legends would be, like, the Fountain of Youth, which...
Oh, yep.
Loch Ness Monster is actually a legend because there's some factual parts to that with pictures and people saying they saw it. Bigfoot is actually, they say and call that a legend because there's people who have technically seen him. So that could be some legends.
You know that Bigfoot loves bacon, right?
Well, who doesn't love bacon? What's
vegans?
Vegans. Even pigs like bacon.
I think vegans actually do love bacon.
I think vegans love all this food. They just...
They've chosen not to eat it.
Because of the environment.
Because
and
of that.
Animals.
And they just, you know, have a moral, you know...
They're better than us.
Yeah, they're better than us because we love bacon.
I actually do like bacon. I just try not to eat pigs very often. I really do try not to.
I know.
And I don't eat beef. As we
talk... We talked about
this on the last one. So we do our part, damn it.
We're trying to do our part. It's so hard.
The carpooling thing's just never going to fucking happen.
The STEM car thing.
The Uber thing. That was so stupid.
I know.
Let me call an Uber.
How does that help anything?
It drives twice as far because it has to now come and get you and take you and then go. Yeah.
That's not helping at all.
It does not help.
Sorry.
No.
If the Uber person was a bicyclist with a, what do you call those things?
Ooh, I know what you're talking about. Where they have little seats and they have to ride the bike and pull you.
What's that called?
I don't know.
There's a name for it.
Cabriolet. No, that's not it. Geez. Oh, no.
It's called a, it's going to drive me nuts.
It's called slavery.
It's,
That's slavery.
How do I do the test?
Can you imagine being that bicyclist?
Wait, hold on a second. I'm going to try this.
Oh, you're just meeting her?
Okay, I'm going to do English.
I would.
I've never done this before. Holy shit.
We are okay. all hearing this.
Sorry. All right. So I'm going to try to... What's it doing right now? Okay.
What are you trying to look up again?
I was trying to... Why is... Just stop. Oh, my God. Bixby.
So maybe the new phones aren't the best thing in the world.
Oh, what, what is... Oh, I never mind. I just thought of it. A rickshaw.
See, guys, it's all you have to do is threaten to look it up, and then it comes into your brain.
I went through that whole introduction with the stupid Bixby because I've never used it on my phone before, and then I just remember the name. It's a rickshaw.
Rickshaw. That is a job that I don't... I would rather be on a crab boat than rickshaw.
That's got to suck.
Will you imagine if you... Say you're like... 120-pound guy soaking wet. We're talking thin, which I usually see on most of these bicyclists.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're pulling people around all day.
And then you get a family.
They don't even have a bicycle. They just run holding the thing.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous.
But it's better than Uber because you're not polluting the air.
No. But you imagine how hard that person's working. What if they're emitting their own horrible gases?
It's not as bad as cow farts.
People farts aren't as bad as cow farts.
Absolutely not.
Man. And
I'm sure of it.
And you love cows so much.
I do love cows.
Like, we might own one one day.
We might own one. I want one.
So there's going to be a lot of emissions going off around our house someday.
We have to get it when it's a baby.
We will. Actually, I've always wanted to get a mama and a baby.
Oh,
so they can stay together their whole
lives.
Black
and white Holstein cows.
Or
that's what I want.
Or whatever we think is the neediest at the auction that we go to.
If we go to a fucking auction, we'll just buy all of them.
We come home with a herd. It's Noah's Ark of cows at our house. We got two of every color.
All right. I have some fucked up news.
Ooh, a favorite thing.
All right. So speaking of, you know, full moons and weird shit.
Which always seems to affect my work for some fucked up reason.
It well, you know what? The moon affects water and the human body's like 65% water. So
really?
Yes.
How does the moon affect us?
The moon, you know, like the moon affects the tides and stuff, the waves.
I actually don't, but I'm going to pretend I do.
The moon is what causes the ocean waves, the tides and
stuff. I thought that was the weather.
It's the moon.
Really?
Yes.
How can the moon from that far away make waves happen?
You're going to have to Google that shit.
God damn it.
So it has to do with, you know, gravity pulling and the earth spinning and just that kind of shit.
And it just creates waves.
I can't explain the science behind it. All I know is that the moon
So, Jetheronians, Google that shit so we can all understand.
I'll Google it in a minute.
Okay.
But right now I'm going to do this fucked up
Let's
news
do this
story.
Fucked up news segment.
This is about a man named, and I'm going to try to pronounce this.
Okay, good job. May the force be with you.
Pankaj Bashin.
So he's Arab?
I don't know.
Okay.
Pankaj.
I have no idea. Middle Eastern?
I'm going to call him Pan.
Let's go with Pan. What's going on with our dude Pan?
He's 34 years old.
Okay, he's a young guy.
Yeah, he's a young guy. He was a successful, happy person last year.
Was,
he was
guys.
Living in Washington, D.C.
Thank God, not
our state. Working as a risk analyst.
Ooh.
Yeah, he had a really good job.
That sounds like a good job.
And then he left his job because he wanted to travel the world.
Okay, sounds okay so far.
So he left.
Yeah, sounds good.
He came back to New Jersey like 8 months later. To take care of his father who was sick.
So he ended his trip early so he can come.
He stopped his traveling and came back to take care of his father.
Well, this is very admirable.
But when he came back, people noticed he was acting very weird.
So is he possessed by a demon?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we were just talking about it.
So some of his bizarre behavior included drinking his own urine, drinking gasoline, and he claimed that he was the Hindu god of death, Yama.
Where the fuck did he travel?
Which is really, really weird behavior. Like, it's not just a little odd. That's pretty odd. right?
That is extremely odd.
Yeah. So then at one point he attacked like his parents, like physically attacked
them. His dad's already sick.
I know. So, of course, the police were called and he was hospitalized and they put him on some kind of medication because he was having some like mental issues.
Obviously.
Yes. But he was released after only 6 days.
Released or escaped?
Released.
Oh.
And then he disappeared. He deteriorated his mental state and then he disappeared. And so his parents were looking for him.
Why?
He's obviously not in his right mind, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. And so while they were looking for him, they got a call from the police saying that he had been arrested.
Oh.
So what was he arrested for?
Some sacrificial pig thingy? No. I don't know. That or a goat. Is it a goat?
No. There's no animals involved.
Thank
in this.
Fucking God.
Yeah. No animals involved. So, I believe this was last year. Yeah, I think it was last year. He was at a Four Seasons hotel, hanging out in the lobby, and he was acting really odd, so they kicked him out. So he went down to Old Town, and he was following this man for some reason. And this man, what was his name? Bradford Jackson. There it is.
That's a nice name.
So he's following Bradford Jackson, who was a shop worker. And he thought that he might know something about some boxes of human DNA that were left outside the hotel. I don't know what that means.
I mean, I don't know. The first thing that comes to mind, if it's boxes of human DNA, it's either body parts, poop,
or right?
Fingernails? Something. I mean, what? Hair?
Boxes. He said they're boxes of human DNA.
Multiple
boxes. And he
thought
that this like shop worker knew something about it. Weird. So he followed him into the store where he worked and confronted him. And then Pan beat him and stabbed him 53 times with a box cutter and gouged out his eyes.
Oh!
Yeah.
And are they feeling stupid for letting him out for 6 days later?
Because he believed that he was a werewolf.
What?
He thought the guy was a werewolf.
So he thinks he himself as some kind of a god.
He's like protecting the world.
From this werewolf that just works.
The werewolf that had something to do with boxes of human like DNA.
But really didn't have boxes. Werewolf doesn't want boxes of human DNA. It just wants humans to bite and create a family.
Yeah. So after he beats the guy and stabs him 53 times and gouges out his eyes.
Oh my gosh.
He goes down to the street and gets into the back of a Mercedes Benz that's parked on the street.
Obviously not his.
There was a woman and her daughter in the front who like as soon as he, well, and plus when he left the building, he was like covered in blood and naked from the waist down.
Ew. That's the worst part, half of the body.
Then he gets in a Mercedes with this woman and her daughter that's in the front seat. And they, like, freak out, of course. And they, like, get out of the car.
So they abandon their car.
They abandon their car. So he climbs into the front seat.
Naked, pretty
much. Naked.
I don't count a shirt as
covered in blood. And he just lays there until the police get there.
What?
Just lays there. Yeah. And he told the police that the guy, Bradford Jackson, began turning into a werewolf during their encounter, and he had to kill him to save 99% of the moon and the planets.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's obviously insane.
He went to trial.
Pleaded insanity?
5 different doctors diagnosed him with bipolar 1 disorder with psychotic features. And he was listed as mentally insane.
So is he in a straitjacket?
So, yeah. So, let's see.
Insane asylum? That's where he should be.
Yeah. Let's see. Where did they release him from?
Wait, he's out?
He was suffering from severe delusions at the time of the attack. So he didn't even remember what he did, actually.
Or he says he doesn't.
He remembers following the guy. Well, that's what some people think, that he just is smart enough to know what to say.
I think some people are like that, and I think some are super crazy. So I don't even know which way it goes, but I do believe people fake the shit out of that.
But the psychiatric evaluation did agreed that he was clinically insane. So, yeah, so he's in a mental institution.
For the rest of his life, hopefully.
I hope so. It doesn't say if it's in there for the rest. But how do you, recover from something like that?
I don't think there's a cure for mental instability.
Yeah.
No.
So it was a tragedy that he just happened to follow this guy and fucking kill him because he thought he was a werewolf and shit. Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. It just says that he was going to Central State Hospital in Petersburg for treatment. You killed someone.
So, I mean, I understand if they're crazy and stuff, but I think if you still kill somebody, something more severe should happen.
Even if you're in the mental institution and they tell you that you're cured, then you go to jail.
Yeah, because you still killed somebody. Obviously, the tendency you're still going to be there, even if you're out of jail.
Yeah, you can't ever let someone like that out again.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Well...
Anyways,
well, that just tied really good into what we talked about.
That was the werewolf part of the myth.
Which, you know, that could...
Because we are having a full moon right now. So watch out for crazy people that try to kill you because they think you're a werewolf.
Yes. Or watch out for the real werewolves out there.
There could be some.
I mean, there might be. I mean, I honestly...
I'm not going to discount anything at this point.
Because where the hell did people come up with this?
Right. It had to come from somewhere.
Yeah, someone honestly believed this shit.
Because it's thousands of years old.
There's werewolves, vampires, wizards, witches. monsters, aliens.
Aliens. That's got to be true.
And then, you know, there's Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster.
I love the Loch Ness Monster.
The Theory of Atlantis.
And all of those other things, like Poltergeists and... You know, the Bloody Mary, the demons.
Yep, yep.
What's another one? What's a really good one I can think of? I'm trying to summon my supernatural.
The Antichrist.
Yeah, Antichrist. And we already said demons, but there were so many things they used to go after in that show.
Oh, are you thinking of Supernatural again?
Oh, yeah. What was that really? There's so
many. Angels and demons.
Well, angels were good for the most part. Oh, I'll have to think of some. How are we doing on our time today?
We're doing good.
Are we?
Yeah.
Well, good.
So I love hearing about myths and legends. I think they're fascinating. And I always feel like they're probably based in at least a grain of truth. No matter
I
what.
I actually agree with that.
Yeah. But... If anyone has any myths or legends or had any weird experiences that they'd like to tell us about, just email us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com. Or you can go on our website, jethersrandomstuff.com, and leave us a message. Oh, Heather found the list.
Yeah. Did you know a boogeyman is actually on there?
The boogeyman.
Yeah. Black dog. A black dog is actually known as an evil spirit dog that stalks city streets at night.
What? Is black cat on there?
Oh, let me. I don't. It's not. No. It's
no?
Not, no. 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 Just black dog. Black-eyed beans.
What?
They take human forms, but have black soulless eyes.
Is you talking about the black-eyed children?
It just says black-eyed beans.
Have you heard about the black-eyed children? They come and knock on your door.
And they try to get you to
and
let
they
them in.
Say stuff like, can we use your phone? And
they're
just
all
like kids and they just have black eyes.
A banshee.
Yeah.
It's a spirit appearing as a old woman whose high pitched shriek. Oh, God. Basically tells you death is soon to come.
You're going to die.
What is this? A ballistic?
Basilisk.
A basilisk. Oh, that's in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Basilisk. That's a legendary lizard. In the movie, it was a snake who could kill a man with its stare.
That's right.
Yes. Bigfoot's on here.
Medusa.
That would probably be under the M. And this is in this awesome, like, alphabetical order here. What's a brownie?
A brownie is like a little sprite, like a little elf thingy.
Good job.
Hey.
Obviously, demon is in there. Dragon, yep. Dwarf,
yep.
An elf, fairy, ghost, gome, goblin. What's that? A Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper.
Oh, the Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper.
Comes
a good
to
one.
Take you.
Let me see. What else? What were we looking for? Medusa is on here.
Ah, I knew it.
Yes. She is from Athena, who was turned into a Gorgon.
A Gorgon?
Gorgon.
Yep.
She had the hair of snakes and could turn men to stone with her gaze.
That's an awesome ability right
there.
I
want that. Mutants.
Mutants like X-Men?
It just says a term describing abnormal creatures created by genetic or environmental mutations.
Like Wolverine.
And Ninja Turtles.
Fuck yeah.
Hell to the yeah on that.
Is Hellboy on there?
Hellboy.
Probably not.
I don't think I saw Hellboy. Let me go back to the
damn.
H's.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles should be on there. So should Wolverine.
But that's a mutant.
That's just all under mutant.
Yeah, it's all over. All under
like
mutants.
Deadpool.
Yeah, he's under the mutant. I mean. How about New Jersey Devil?
I've heard of that.
That's a flying creature with a high-pitched scream. Another high-pitched scream. And a horse-like head native to the New Jersey Pine Barrens. Pegasus.
Oh.
Yay, it's a winged horse. How about a phoenix?
Oh, I want one of those.
I want one because it's tears heel and it can fly with huge weights.
What's the animal called that's like a Pegasus with wings, but it also has a horn like a unicorn?
Sasquatch. Sam-squatch.
A Sam-squatch.
That's what I like to call them. And then Pixie's on here. What was your question again? I got excited about the Sam-squatch.
What's the animal called that has wings like a Pegasus? It's like a horse.
Yes.
But it has wings and a horn like a unicorn. What's that called?
I don't know.
Megan would know that, but she's not in here right
Megan
now.
Megan didn't do our thing. Unicorn's on the list, though.
Unicorn? She's not doing her job.
No. Well, who would have thought that? Werewolf is on here. Zombie is on here.
Ooh, there's a lot of zombies.
The
legends.
Living dead who feed on human flesh.
Let me try this Bixby thing again. Hold on just a second. Because I'm really not good with my phone.
Willow the Wisp. Strange flame-like lights that seem to beckon travelers to follow.
It's not even doing it.
Vampires on here.
Typhoon.
A fire-breathing giant who challenges Zeus for control of the Mount Olympus.
How is that spelled?
Like Ty and then phone. Foon. P-H-O-N.
Isn't that like a storm, a typhoon?
Well, I thought so, but in here it's a fire-breathing giant who challenged Zeus for control of Mount Olympus. Also the father of most Greek monsters. So maybe every typhoon that comes in is actually his doing.
That could be.
Yeah.
You don't hear about typhoons anymore.
Because we have obviously dominated this guy.
Horse-like animal that has wings and a horn.
What are those dead creatures that don't have a horn in Harry Potter that only people that seen death?
Oh wait, the what?
The black horses.
Oh, that
pull
the
carriages.
I don't remember
what
they're
called.
Only
people
that have seen
death
somebody die
can see
them.
And they eat like their horses, but they eat meat.
Okay, this is saying that a Pegasus is a horse with wings and a horn of a unicorn.
Really?
I thought it was called something else. Alicorn, that's what it is.
Alicorn, because this one says typically the proper name, it's a winged horse, which became the general name for winged horses, is a Pegasus.
Yeah, the winged horse is a Pegasus, and then you have a unicorn, but if you have the two together, it's an alicorn.
What's this one?
What is that?
The one that's highlighted in blue, that's a two-headed dog.
Orthros.
Yeah, is that how you pronounce that? Orthros.
Orthros, a two-headed monster.
Two-headed monster dog.
Ooh. Hey, now in Harry Potter, they had a three-headed dog.
They did in the first.
Or is that like a trithros?
I think you're right.
Because it's got three.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I just totally fucking made that up right now.
I love it. Well, this has been interesting.
This has been super interesting and educational. I'm going to buy me a book on myths and legends.
Yes.
From Amazon.
I bet you we can find a billion.
I bet. Yes. I'm going to find like Amazon,
the best one.
Amazon's choice of myths and legends book.
That sounds good.
I think that would work.
I think
that'll
be fantastic. Hmm. Well.
All right. Well, I learned a lot today.
I so learned a lot.
And I have a lot more to learn. But we're going to call it good for right now. And we will be back next week with another awesome topic. I'm sure of it.
I mean, we always try. Again, if you guys have any topics you'd like to listen to it or have us talk about and have you listen to, just let us know.
Just let us know.
If you haven't done so already, please take the 5 seconds out of your day and give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Literally, people, it takes like maybe 30 seconds.
I mean, if you give us all your information, we'll do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us your login and we'll do it. We'll just do it for you.
Yeah. We would love to do that for you.
I have no problem doing that. So here's to all of our little Jetheronian listeners. We hope you have a good weekend. Let's do a cheers.
Here we go.
And we love you guys.
Peace.